But when these things begin to come to pass, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is at hand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. 2 or 3 years ago, you will have noticed, they put a new light in the intersection there, 747 and Rialto, a flashing yellow. And I remember Father Cicada grousing about how perfectly useless it was. Now, he said, a turn signal for the busy times, yes. I often talk about that traffic light with the little ones when we have our day of recollection before their confirmation. We do signs, sort of working our way up to the idea of a sacrament, because the sacrament, you will recall, is an outward sign instituted by Christ to give grace. So what's a sign? One thing that points out, that stands for, that symbolizes another. What's an example of a sign? I ask the children. And usually, one of the more alert ones will manage, with a little coaching, to answer the traffic light. Because after all, it's red, and then there's another one that's green, which is good because we're also going to be doing the confessional later on, and the red and the green light do tell us something after all. But the traffic light has a yellow, the confessional doesn't. What does that mean? Does yellow mean, I always ask the children, does that mean to slow down? No, it means speed up and make it through the intersection before the light turns red. Well, that's how most people will observe it. It's meant to stand for slow down, get ready to stop. But the flashing yellow is not useless at all. It's a sign, you see, it's meant for us and our day. When the yellow flashes, it means proceed with caution. On your way, go about your business, but be careful. Be alert. Now, that certainly is the gravamen of the Gospels of the end of the world, last Sunday, and this, and indeed, the lodestone of life. Don't think you've got it all figured out, that you've broken the code. Our Lord wasn't giving a green light in the gospel. It was a flashing yellow. The more you read and study our faith, the sacred scriptures, the end times, the more you see how little you see, that seeing they may not see, our Lord said, and hearing they may not understand. But it's enough, enough to proceed, but cautiously. However, here one may not say with the policeman, nothing to see here, folks, move on. There's plenty to see. Take the COVID conspiracy. Its component parts, this pulpit since March has been almost a radio-free COVID to broadcast the truth. This not for its own sake or for politics, far from it, but because it's a sign. Someone wrote about signs. To be human is to recognize how everything points to something more. Like trees, our Lord says at the end of the gospel. When the leaves sprout, you know summer is nigh. So today, mind the falling stars. Watch out for the waves. He comes. Something's happening. These signs point to something, I insist, about which you need to be informed and for which you must be prepared. It is a revolution, and more than a revolution, one consciously and deliberately linked to the first revolt, that of Lucifer. Have you ever heard of the miracle of the Vistula? This year was its 100th anniversary, on the 15th of August, the Feast of the Assumption. Catholic Poland had been dismembered, subjected to its neighbors for well over a century, when after World War I, in 1918, it regained its independence, and in an outpouring of Catholic and anti-communist fervor, its army marched to deliver Kiev in Ukraine from the Bolsheviks. But the Russians turned on the Poles with a vengeance, and Lenin said they were to just go on after they finished off Poland, they were to go on to Hungary and Czechoslovakia and Germany and to Italy as well. Well, there they were, very close to taking the Polish capital of Warsaw. They were at the River Vistula in August of 1920. The devout Poles, Catholics all of them, were praying mightily to the Matka Boża Częstochowa, to Our Lady, the Black Madonna of Częstochowa. It was the night before the Holy Day, the 15th. The Bolshevik troops had massed at the river, waiting for the order to invade. That night, they did not. They saw the Mother of God holding a shield, deflecting their bullets, which turned around and returned to them. And the Russian soldiers fled, crying out, "Mater Božja, Mater Božja," the Mother of God. The Poles, who had but lately been dispirited by their defeat in Ukraine, roused themselves in their courage, and they pursued the communists all the way back to the border. And they delivered once again, for a while, their homeland. What was going on in this war? Was it politics? Old nationalistic hostilities? No, something far greater. They had bishops then, true bishops, who weren't afraid to teach. During Poland's war with the Soviet Union, that same fateful year of 1920, these bishops released a pastoral letter in which they announced that the true goal of Bolshevism is world conquest, bent on the subjection of the nations. And those who are the leaders of Bolshevism, and the Polish bishops were not referring to the Russian people, have the traditional hatred of Christendom in their blood. Bolshevism is in reality, they concluded, the embodiment and the incarnation of the Antichrist on earth. Thus far, the Polish bishops. And haven't we already studied together the tactics and the goals of this worldwide coordinated communist or Marxist revolution, hiding under the mask of the COVID hoax? So, when you see these things, when the signs start in all seriousness, look up and lift up your heads. In a word, stand up straight. My mother used to tell me that from time to time when I was a boy. And Father Cicada used some time to make the improving comment to me. He'd say, "You have terrible posture." Well, sometimes when I'm saying Mass at the altar, I try to remember that and straighten up. William Butler Yeats, in his celebrated poem, The Second Coming, which was written a year before Vistula, 1919, asks, "What rough beast, its hour come, around at last, slouches towards Bethlehem to be born." We need not slouch today, spiritually, I mean. But body language is important, it's symbolic. What does it mean when we face the foe, our faces covered, our heads bowed low, depressed, deflated, all hunkered down and stressed out, like someone slouching in a storm? Our Lord tells us, stand up straight, not to bow in fear over what might come. No, the distress, the confusion is itself a sign. Your redemption is at hand. But we're already redeemed, bought back at Calvary from a triple slavery, from God's anger, for we have offended our Father, from the slavery of Satan, which our sins has engendered, and from sin itself. And yet the price by the precious blood was paid at the cross. But salvation comes when our death, notice the difference, redemption is one thing, salvation is another. Salvation comes when our death is united with his in the state of that supernatural friendship we call grace, sanctifying grace. In the meantime, this is St. Robert Bellarmine, one of our patrons here. We await Jesus now at Advent to be born in our souls again at Christmas. Why? He comes to finish our redemption. What's left? Our bodies, which are subject to illness and to death, and subject to the torments of temptation of the devil and our own passions, which lead us, as St. Paul instructed the Romans, which lead us to sin. You know these things. Redemption is sometimes rendered then as deliverance or liberation, a slave being set free, and that's what we're looking for today. When somebody starts fiddling with your chains and the key, don't sit there passively like a bored student, slouching, staring off vacantly into middle space, or even, God forbid, dozing a bit. It's the hour for us to rise from sleep. So stand up straight. It is not just for your sake. You might have passengers in your car when you come to that traffic light. You're not at a red, nor even a green. It's a real yellow. Just be careful not to be yellow yourself. But look, that yellow light is flashing. It's flashing for you. It's not so useless. After all, it says, proceed with caution. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.